It is day 8 with no electricity in Puerto Rico, and it's not just the electric. Millions of people are also without food and water, and getting supplies to the island has been a slow process. Some officials are blaming the Jones Act for slowing down relief efforts. We talked about this nearly 100-year-old law yesterday on the show, how it places restrictions on how shipping happens between U.S. ports. Today, the Trump administration announced it would temporarily waive those restrictions. But we're still a little puzzled by the Jones Act, so we asked Rockford Weitz to help us out on some of the details. He's a professor at Tufts in the Maritime Studies program there. Professor Weitz, just remind us quickly, what is the Jones Act?
So the Jones Act is a 1920 law that regulates the carriage of goods from one U.S. port to another. And essentially, the requirements are threefold. The vessels have to be flagged in the United States, crewed by U.S. sailors, and built in U.S. shipyards.
So yesterday on the program, during an interview, we entertained a possible scenario that could have played out under the Jones Act. That is, say the Dominican Republic wanted to bring relief supplies to Puerto Rico by sea. They'd have to first go to Jacksonville, Florida, unload the cargo to a Jones Act eligible ship, and then bring that stuff to Puerto Rico. Some listeners wrote in saying no, relief from the DR can go straight to Puerto Rico. So clarify this for us.
The listeners are correct. From the DR to Puerto Rico can go direct.
And why is that?
Because it does not originate in a U.S. port. The Dominican Republic is not a U.S. state or territory.
I see. So exactly how will waiving these restrictions, as we heard today from the White House, how's that going to affect relief efforts with Puerto Rico?
Think about who is really interested in sending goods to Puerto Rico. Think of all the Puerto Ricans who live in New York. They want to directly contribute. The Jones Act waiver enables those containers to be uploaded in New York and offloaded in Puerto Rico directly without using a Jones Act carrier.
What about rebuilding efforts in the coming weeks and months? The White House said it would be loosening restrictions for 10 days on the Jones Act. Is that enough time to address the devastating damage the island has faced with its infrastructure?
From my perspective, it's not. And to use something that might resonate in Washington, I would say this is an opportunity to make American shipping great again by improving the Jones Act.
Let's get to that in a second, because I have another question about the Jones Act and how it actually affects us here on the U.S. mainland. Because
yep.
I've read some things that suggest this law has actually raised costs for all Americans in all 50 states. I know you've done some research on this. What have you found?
So the states that are particularly affected by the Jones Act are island states or territories like Puerto Rico and Hawaii, and then those that are effectively islands like Alaska. And if you've been to any of those three places, and I've been to two out of the three, prices are higher.
Mm.
And that is because, in part, to get goods to there from U.S. ports, the carriage of goods, again, has to be flagged in the U.S., which isn't that costly, crewed by U.S. crew, which isn't that costly either. It's actually the third one that's the most costly, which is they have to be built in U.S. shipyards.
So do you think the Jones Act should be scrapped?
I think it should be improved. I would loosen the third restriction, the U.S. build provision. And
why?
And so the goal of the Jones Act historically was preserve the U.S. domestic shipping industry. Now, one of the unintended consequences of this is that as globalization happened and the shipbuilding industry moved from the Atlantic to the Pacific and really to from Japan to Korea to now China, the cost of building a ship in Pacific Asia is a fraction of the cost to build it here in a U.S. yard. And the U.S. yards just don't have the volume. And therefore, if you're plugged into the global economy like everybody is now, but you're hindered, as an island nation is like Puerto Rico or Hawaii, from receiving U.S. goods, it makes you less competitive. So for Puerto Rico, for example, it is harder for U.S. exporters to export to Puerto Rico than it is to the Dominican Republic right next door.
Mm.
That doesn't make any sense.
And if those updates that you envision were to happen, do you think that would bring costs down for the people of Puerto Rico?
No question. Yes.
Rockford Weitz, professor at Tufts, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.